The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Our number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also, get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is The Real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. Can text the show. You know the number for that. Can watch us on Twitch. Miss the first hour. Very sportsy. I'm not sure how I feel about that on a Tuesday. But, you know.
It's a sportsy kind of day.
So, did
Better
you.
Than what we were talking about the last couple Tuesdays.
Yeah, that's true. Fair. Did you see Lena Hidalgo's tweet?
No.
I don't follow her, but somebody retweeted her. COVID-19 trends in Harris County are headed in a very troubling direction. We have a tight window to turn this around and avoid the full hospitals and 1,200 deaths we saw in July or worse. I'm urging everyone to cancel all gatherings and get tested, even if you're asymptomatic. How many times do I need to get tested? Just out of curiosity, because I've already had four now. And I don't feel any different than I did from the last one, so I don't know if I'd be asymptomatic.
I don't either.
But there are testing things. Go get it done. I mean, you know, I think the numbers are not good right now, not just in Harris County, but everywhere.
Yeah.
I just encourage people to keep doing what we've suggested and what they're suggesting you do. And, you know, I mean, the mask stuff's simple. The distancing's simple. Just keep doing that. And if you're sick, don't go out. And you know, the other thing I do every day before I come in here, I think maybe the most amazing creation of the last 10 years are those little thermometers where you can just point them at your forehead and boom. You don't have to get anything put up your butt. You don't have to hold anything under your tongue. Because back in my day, you had to do the damn thing under your tongue until the red went up in the mercury to tell you what your temperature was. So I check that every day before I come in, before I leave the house. And for some reason, it's always between 97.1 and 97.7, and I cannot get 97.5.
We've got one of those here at the office.
Yeah, and it was 97.7. I want to get 97.5 one day, just, you know, for, because it'd be cool. But no, it's always 97.1, and now I feel like I have a fever if it's 97.7. Chad said, I'm listening to Friday's show and you got me emotional. Today I made the decision to leave work to get my son from school and daughter from the sitter because I was possibly exposed to COVID. Didn't want to put others at risk. I'm wearing my mask. And those are the kind of things, and good for you, Chad, to, you know, once you find that out. And hey, the same thing happened here. Trey was exposed to somebody. He and I did a podcast in a little locked room. And so I stayed home until we found out he tested negative. And hopefully he'll test negative. And those are the kind of things you have to do. And you know, if I know that not everybody's willing to do that. And that's where the problem is. But if we put more restrictions on, those same people aren't going to follow those, I don't think. And stop trying to defend the Bulls. Dennis Rodman, there's another one. So, somebody said Elon Musk took four at the same time, two positive, two negative. And listen, here's another one where, you know, stop trying to make the mask argument. So we are wearing masks more than ever, yet positives are increasing. Masks work. Dude, stop with that. I mean, the mask, who knows? They help. So what would it be like if nobody was wearing them? It'd be 10 times worse. So please just stop with that. That's not even an argument anymore. It really isn't. It's just one of those things where you're just hanging on for dear life to something that makes no sense. See, you're part of the problem. Wear the damn thing and maybe it'll stop spreading. So Fred, you should be shooting for 92.5. Wouldn't I be dead?
You would be a lizard.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people say I look like a lizard.
That's true.
Yeah. So, was Fred around for the 27 Yankees when they got Babe Ruth? Yeah, I thought that was a hell of a trade. Yeah, and you know what, dude, just please stop with your stupid mask stuff on the text line. I'm going to have to quit reading you. You're just wrong. And, you know,
I'll never understand how the same people who are open everything up, we don't want to stay at home, we got to open everything up, how those people are the same people who don't want to wear a mask.
Yeah.
It seems like there should be two different factions, like the people who don't want to wear a mask, or like if you want things to be open, if business is important, is it that big of a deal to wear a mask? It doesn't seem like that much of, like, I don't know. It's not that big of an inconvenience to me to wear a mask. Is it fun? No. Do I like wearing a mask into a restaurant only to be seated at my table and then suddenly take it off? And now all of a sudden, now that I'm at my table, I'm protected. No. It sometimes it's ridiculous to me, but is it hurting? I can't imagine.
Well, let me just ask you this. If you're so convinced it doesn't work, why does every doctor and every nurse wear one when you go in?
I mean, they're, because they're protecting themselves.
Well, no, they're protecting you, too.
Yeah, it's keeping it a clean environment.
And if they say it works and they wear them, I think they know more about it than you do. So just stop with it. And, you know, I mean, honestly, this is, we're not doing this today. For one thing, I'm in too good of a mood. And for the other thing, I just got to tell you, you lost, stop. Just do it. I think, I don't know if I told you, I went to Bucky's like Sunday morning for breakfast. Mm-hmm. I like to go and get their breakfast croissants every now and then. And there's like five old ladies in there not wearing their mask. And I'm kind of like, dude, you're exactly the kind of people who need to be wearing them. You're old white ladies in your 60s or 70s. You're the one who's going to die from it, not me. And
they're not worried about death, Fred. They laugh at death.
Yeah, well, we could, you know what? Guess what? Could use fewer of them.
Let's talk to your guy, Rick. Sports, Rick.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going all right. It's going sports.
Hey, I just want to say I feel like you're using bad examples with the Showtime Lakers and the Bulls as far as building a super team. The Lakers got Kareem, and then all of the other big players came through the draft, and the Chicago Bulls drafted Tony Kukoc. Picking up pieces from that are out there isn't building a super team. When compared to what LeBron did when he got with his buddies and said, let's get you out of your contract and put team together.
First off, they didn't get him out of his contract. He was a free agent. And so signing Dennis Rodman doesn't count?
Signing Dennis Rodman was released from the Pistons.
No, okay. No. He was a free agent after he left the Spurs.
And where did he go?
Right.
And where did he go?
So should we blame him for joining a good team?
No, you can't. But that's not building a super team.
Sure it is.
Who on the Lakers did they build? When did they come together and say, let's put these pieces together and we'll be a super team immediately?
And by the way, what you're talking about with Showtime, here's the other thing that separates them. There was no salary cap back then in the early 80s. Like there was,
exactly.
It was basically just there was no competitive balance in the league. So all those great Celtics teams and Lakers teams, all that was the best players going to the same team.
Yeah. It was just done differently. So, all right, let's listen, because you guys are really salty today, and I get it. It's a Tuesday. You just keep your mask crap to yourself and no more Jordan calls, okay? Michael Jordan's dead. He's dead. That team was 55 years ago. Stop and start telling Babe Ruth stories.
Marcus has a story. Speaking of stories, hello, Marcus.
Hello, AJ. Hello, Fred. Sports guys.
Sports blitzes. What do you got, man?
I'm gonna be a very non-Tuesday call, and I want to share a heartwarming story about how Fred has shared his life story and has shared Lawyer Dave, who I called this morning for a family member. And what you guys have preached is 100% the truth. It's not what he does. He talks, he shares personal experience, and he got me, for my family member, a bulldog. And I truly can't thank you guys enough for just being people and good dudes.
All right.
So on a Tuesday, stop being so negative, people. Be happy. These guys are good guys. Thank you, guys. Appreciate what you do, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. Mm. Look at that.
Now, I can vouch for Lawyer Dave. He's not just a great lawyer, but a damn good friend. So, he's great. We'll talk to him later.
And Paul brings up a good point that the Bulls did trade Will Perdue for Dennis Rodman.
Ah, I thought he signed as a free agent.
No.
Okay, I stand corrected. They still built a super team. I don't care how you put it together.
I don't care either.
Yeah.
Also,
trade,
I'm
same
not,
thing.
I'm not
Rockets
mad about
the
teams
same
building
thing.
Super teams. Do it.
Yeah. More the better.
Like if you've got a couple buddies who want to play together, and that gives them a better chance of winning a championship, by all means, do it. Because the salary cap's the same for everybody. Like if you're going to go way over the cap, it's going to cost you. But every team has the opportunity to do it. I got no problem with it. None.
Yeah.
And for all those people that bitch about super team, they made a super team. They are really quick to laugh and throw it in their face, like when LeBron and Wade and Bosch lost that first title.
Yep.
Oh my God, they couldn't even do it. I mean, they built a super team and failed. Ha ha.
You know who doesn't like super teams? Fans of teams that don't have them. That's when they stop liking it. It's like if all the best players wanted to play for your crappy team, you'd be thrilled. Would they go play somewhere else? Oh, they don't care about it.
Here's my biggest beef is Rockets fan. Oh, Kevin Durant had to go to the Warriors to win a title. Didn't you try to bring in Dwight Howard? Didn't you try to bring in Chris Paul? Just because it didn't work? It's like Rockets fans, okay, and you know what?
Tried to bring in Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Retire
the
Red Rowdies busted up Chris Bosh.
Red Rowdies went down there to try to get him, and then they're mad that the Heat got him. What? Why don't you have a super team in Houston? We wanted the super team to be here.
Remember how many Rockets fans thought that LeBron was going to leave Miami and sign with Houston?
Oh, yeah.
Because he loved James Harden.
Yeah, yeah.
They were best buds.
You imagine that. LeBron James is like, God, who can I play with that's going to really, you know, do what I do? Like, make everyone around him better. Up, you know, who's going to work his ass off on both ends of the floor and just is hungry. No distractions, just baller. James Harden, that's who it is. Let's go.
You know who I trust to sign a contract with? This guy named Daryl Morey. We're on the same level the way we look at the game. We look at it through a 4D chess thing. Nobody else does it besides Daryl Morey and me. I'm going to Houston.
Somebody was saying they went to a concert last Saturday and had to leave because the place was turning into a COVID mosh pit. Well, that's part of the problem. You know, I'm totally about the individual choice to not go into a place if it's too crowded, which I do. It doesn't stop me from going places, but somebody mentioned, didn't Houston try to build one with Akeem Drexler, Barkley? Yeah, we mentioned that earlier. They tried. So it's just it when it works, and let's be honest, there's people hate LeBron, and that's all this is about.
That's what it is.
It's like, oh, LeBron did it. And, you know, I get it. And there's a lot more LeBron hatred going on right now than there ever has been. And I don't think it has anything to do with LeBron as the player. But that's all right. All right. Let's get a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A lot of people saying a Westbrook for John Wall rumor is out there.
Heard that as well.
Does that do anything for you?
I mean, it doesn't do anything for you if you think John Wall is going to come back and be a player. I don't believe that. But it's presumably you'd get draft picks and stuff with that.
Yeah,
it wouldn't just be John Wall.
Yeah, I. What's his contract situation?
He's signed through 20. I think he's a free agent in 23.
Okay. So he'd probably be eligible for a buyout.
Probably.
If he's still broken. Yeah, that might not be bad. Because you bring him back, and you know what? If he's healthy and can be John Wall again, you're like, all right, maybe. Well, how old is he?
He's 30.
Okay.
And his contract expires the end of 2022, 2023.
Okay.
And they think that John Wall is going to be able to play this year, but.
Well, again, if he does.
I just don't expect
there's him to a be better trade chip at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
So. They said Drexler and Barkley were done when they got here. Yeah, Drexler was so done that he helped them win a title. That was kind of the end of it. But, yeah, Barkley was done. But it doesn't matter. He still went out and added that guy.
Do you think they thought that Barkley was
done? No, they didn't think Pippen was done. And he probably wasn't. He just was a horrible fit here. So. Somebody said, made my specs run this afternoon. Going to try several new things tonight. Yeah, I don't know if it's time to reload the liquor closets just yet. I've
got enough to last me through another lockdown if need be.
I think I do too. I want to go load up on my hemp vodka though. I want to make sure I get some of that before it sells out.
I'm looking at Clyde Drexler's stats.
Yeah.
In 12 seasons in Portland. 34 minutes a game, averaged 20.8 points per game. 4 seasons in Houston, 36.7 minutes, played more minutes, averaged 19 points per game.
He lost
1.8 points per game.
Last year, I'm pretty sure he was down.
No, 18.4 in his last season. Yeah, not bad.
So. Yeah, he still had a little left when he quit, actually.
Yeah, he wasn't bad. I mean, he wasn't the Glide anymore. He wasn't like, 1991 Clyde Drexler. Is that the year that the Blazers made it to the finals? 91?
Man, I don't remember.
I don't either.
Yeah. You were probably 4.
No, yeah. I was 11, and mostly I remember because of a video game called Bulls vs. Blazers.
There you go. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So
it was 1990 that they went to the finals.
So Nick Foles carted off last night.
Boy, I'm glad I stayed away from betting on the Chicago Bears.
I lost. I told you I'm at a small money line play. Not enough to get upset over. But
if I told you Dalvin Cook was going to average like 2.5 yards per carry and the Bears were going to get a special teams touchdown, it's a lock, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I would have said, fine, in, done.
They shut Dalvin Cook all the way down. Kirk Cousins was fine. Can we stop talking about now Kirk Cousins can't play in primetime?
He's now 1-for-9. So.
Okay. Well, that's not as fun as 0-for-8.
So, no, we can't stop talking about it, but yeah.
But the Bears' offense is so dreadful, and Nick Foles is not good. He's not a good quarterback. He's just not good, and he's not going to get better.
No,
he's a fine backup quarterback,
yeah.
And because he was a fine backup quarterback for a team that ended up winning a Super Bowl, he convinced people that he was a starting quarterback, and he's just not. He's a guy. He's just a guy. He's Colt McCoy.
Let's keep in mind what he was surrounded by a damn good team in Philadelphia when they won the Super Bowl, and he's milked that now into
And good for him.
Yeah, big contracts, but you know, when you don't have studs around him, it's a problem. And yeah, I hate to say it, but they're probably clamoring for Mitch Trubisky again in Chicago, which could it be any worse? I don't know. If I let Mitch Trubisky at least take off and run with the ball a few times. Josh asking, he's just got a puppy. Any tips on getting him trained on the pads and how to get him to stop whining?
I sent my dog to dog school. I said, listen here. I want this dog to come back as a soldier. It's boot camp for dogs.
Get the bells for the door.
That's what I got. Yeah. It works.
Yeah, Duke.
And my big dog is smart enough that it taught my stupid dog how to ring the bells. I mean, if that dog can figure out how to ring the bells, I'm telling you, that's something. My wife doesn't want that dog to go to dog school. She thinks I'm too militant with the big dog.
They didn't train it in German, did they?
No.
Then it's not too militant.
That's what I said.
I have a buddy who paid to have his dog trained in German, and then he had to take German classes to learn how to talk to the dog.
No, I didn't. Okay,
that's
that.
A bit much.
That's too much.
Yeah. Make sure you crate train them, though. That's a big thing. Get that early. We screwed up with the puppy on that one because we tried it, and she whined, and so we stopped doing it, and then we had disasters and couches eaten.
Dead cats.
And so I had to start over with her on that, and now she's great. But, you know, that was a complete disaster. But otherwise, and we've been taking her to obedience and everything else, and she's doing rally training and stuff like that. But she's also regressed quite a bit in terms of, like, she hates people, which I'm okay with that. I mean, she loves me and, you know, she loves a Canadian, but she pretty much hates people. She used to love other dogs until she got attacked by one, and now she hates other dogs. And, you know, doesn't matter how much training there is, and she still whines when she wants to go out. But Rob asks, what's the hemp vodka? I'm out in Katy, so no chance of me buying out your specs. It's not in all the specs because there have been a couple others I've gone to, but it's called Highway Hemp, and it's made right here in Houston, and Aaron's working on getting one of the guys on the show.
Actually, two of them will be in with us tomorrow.
All right. Well, there you go.
Explore some hemp vodka.
Yeah, and I'll tell them the story tomorrow, but we, a few of us get together to watch UH games on Saturday. Sometimes we go to Little Woodrow. Sometimes we go to my friend's house that's in my complex. And when we do that, we all bring different stuff. Like, I'll bring a couple of my good beers. And my buddy Tang, who was in Vegas last week, and told me it was an hour and a half long wait to play poker. They were doing eight-handed tables at the Venetian.
Pass.
And they were like single table tournaments. And it was an hour and a half wait. I'm like, whoa, really? And that was like on a Thursday night. But he brought this Highway Hemp vodka. And, you know, I'm like, okay, I got to try it because I like hemp. I like vodka. And it was just amazing. And it really, besides just the kind of glowing drunk you get from it, you get this nice, serene feeling. And like everybody tried it. And they're all like, we went through that bottle between the five of us in like 10 minutes because everybody loved it so much. So then we found out it was made right here in Houston, and Chronicle had a nice story on the guys, and I asked Aaron to reach out so that we could have him on to talk about it, because I think it's a cool concept, and you know we're all about local businesses. So CW Moss wants to know, what place did you send your dog to get trained?
I don't even remember.
So.
Sorry.
Yeah. Val takes the dog someplace every Saturday, which I like because it's like my one time of the week where I don't have women all over the house. And
what I will say about, like, if you want your dog to actually be well-trained, take it somewhere where you can leave it for 2 or 3 weeks. And people don't like to do that because they get a puppy and they love the puppy and they don't want to be without it. I'm serious. Send it to boot camp. And give, if it takes 3 weeks or a month or whatever, it'll be worth it in the end.
Got any action tonight?
I do have some action tonight. I'm over in the Akron and Kent State game. Kent was throwing 25-yard touchdown passes up 30 with like a minute and a half left. They're like top five in the country in pace. They go, go, go. Akron is going to give it up. But I think Akron might be able to score a little bit. They put up like 400-something yards, 430-something yards last week. against Ohio. So I think they'll be good for a few points, but totals at 58. Western Michigan scored 58 on Akron week one by themselves. So Akron, not good. So I think there's going to be a lot of points scored in that one.
All right. I like it.
The Quick Buffalo break. Game, they could call it, but I don't know if they've got enough motivation to run it up on Bowling Green's corpse.
All right, quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5,
92.5. We parted ways at a super in Waco.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Behold the King, the King of Kings. Your knees, dog.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Take the day off work and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Occasional Invitational, presented by SideJab.com, benefiting ProVision. This year's tournament will take place Thursday, December 3rd at 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages from our official beer provider, St. Arnold Brewing Company, lunch, dinner, and 18 holes of golf. Register now at ESPN975.com. And back in the day when I used to play a lot of golf, one of my favorite guys to play golf with was Jerome Solomon. What's up, buddy?
Afternoon, gentlemen. How's it going?
It's going sports. What's up with you, man?
Same. I'm itching to play some golf, Fred. I haven't played nearly as much as I'd like to play in the last couple of years. And I was like, I'm determined to spend the winter to get my game back ready so I can play like crazy in the spring. But I did that last winter and the winter before that. And the winter before that. I'm 0 for 3 right now, but I'm going to try to get it done.
That's the only thing I miss from the old days is that we played 3, 4, 5 times a week sometimes back then. You know, it was good.
Where'd all the time go? It's still 24 hours in a day, but I don't have 4 hours to go out on a golf course.
Man, you got daughters now,
six,
man. I can't even get you out for a beer anymore because you got daughters. So that's what it is.
I know. If they come up missing, it's not because I needed the freedom. It'd be a horrible story.
So, where do you?
But I'm not gonna Liam Neeson it. I can tell you that.
Good luck, buddy. Yeah, good luck to you too.
I have a certain set of skills, not those.
Where do you fall on what the Rockets appear to be doing, and maybe hitting a full blown reset on this thing? Are you for that, or do you think they should try to salvage something out of James Harden, or is it, if you're going to get rid of one of these guys, you might as well just hit the full reset and start a rebuild now?
I'm always against the full reset because let's say 7 times out of 10, it doesn't work at all. 2 other times it takes way longer, and the reset isn't why it worked. It's just you were bad for so long that eventually you got good, where you were still bad 3 years before you got good, as opposed to you might have been bad for 8 or 9 or 10. So 9 times out of 10, it doesn't even work. The one time that it does work, it's because you're Cleveland, you get the number one pick, and LeBron James is there. You know what I mean? And there's not one pick available anywhere that of any of the people that the Rockets, the people are throwing out at the Rockets are talking to, that's going to be a number one pick. And that's just the pick part. Then you have to go, is there a LeBron James coming out that year, you know, or Kevin Durant, or, you know, a game-changing player? I'm always against the reset. I think patience pays off more than not. And you're not going to get better than James. You just got to deal with it. And if you're patient, you can make moves around him that eventually could pay off for you. Trust me, they were in this exact same situation in the early 90s when Hakeem Olajuwon said, y'all don't know what you're doing. You're fools. The owner is a coward. I want out of here. Trade me. I demand that you trade me. And they got way better offer than the Rockets are going to get for Harden. This one, Olajuwon was a better player, but it was a different league then. Half the teams, more than half the teams, put in offers. And they were patient. They said, I know he's talking about us like dogs. but we're not getting equal value, so we keep him and we'll stick through it and eventually put the right players and pieces around him. And I can show you the stories, columns written all over the country for this guy, because people don't want to play with him, you know, and he's not a good guy. We think a whole lot different about him now because he had like three straight MVP level seasons and won a couple of titles. Harden's not going to necessarily do that, you know. But look real quick, what Milwaukee has done here in the last day or two—they had a 220 point scores. You got to figure out ways to add pieces to your star, not get rid of your star.
Well, when you see James Harden passing up, you know, $50 million a year, it kind of makes you think that James Harden doesn't want to be here for the long term.
It doesn't matter. I don't want him here for a long term. I want him here while he's still good. At this level and type of play that he plays, he'll still be an elite player for the next 3 years. I'm not going to guarantee he'd be an elite player 5 years from now. And forget all that turning down the $50 million. It sounds good. He'll make more than that. I mean, or he'll make that, because that's what the price is going to be. That's what the contract said. It's not like the Rockets went out and made up a number. No, that's what the CBA dictates that he makes on the extension. You know what I mean? It's not the Rockets were being generous. No, I mean, you know what I mean? So I don't think that's going to be. It sounds good today, but I bet you 3 years from now we'll go, man, remember James Harden didn't even take that $50 million. He's getting it anyway.
Yeah, although I think, and just devil's advocate here, at some point, you know, with Akeem, he was about the same age, but do you think James is going to hold up enough to where, and you've already tried the reset several times, it's time to take the snipping.
Well, I think James will hold up longer than Akeem did at that point, just because of different type of players. And Akeem was still good, you know, for another 5 or 6 years. And no, I'll take that back. Maybe James won't hold up as good as Akeem did, because Akeem did have a stretch there of 3 or 4 where he was absolutely the best, and he was still good for a couple years after that. But by 97, you know, he wasn't the dream that we'd seen before. But with James, he'll still be able to shoot threes, but he was never the defensive guy. So when he starts slipping, his game could take some heavy slippage. And that's kind of my point, that you're not going to do better than him for the next 3 years. And if he's gone after that, good. Then you do your reset if you have to. But if you try to reset now, you're just going to ruin your next 3 or 4 years versus at least having some hope of a chance. And the one thing that we can't forget to factor in, we just don't know what it matters. These dudes are different now. All of the complaints back then were guys who wanted more money and wanted to go to a contender. So let's go back to that same Rockets deal. They stuck with Olajuwon even after he cussed everybody out and threatened to beat them up and threatened to sue them and on and on and on. And guess what player demanded a trade from his team and got traded to the Rockets and helped them win a championship? Clyde Drexler. So you don't know what player is going to look around and say, hey, I want to go play over there with Houston. I mean, you don't know. They've gotten 3 or 4 guys to do it. Maybe they've worn out that welcome, but you never know. Things change so quickly in this league that I think you just have to be patient and know that you're not good enough to win it all, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah, I just say if you're not good enough to win it all, then get as much as you can and start the process now.
But that's what I'm saying. You tear down, you're starting from zilch. I'd rather start with a player that can play than without any players that can play. You don't get better with no players that can play. You have to go get one anyway.
Right, but you also can't win with just one star in this league anymore.
Well, you can't win with zero.
Well, but you at least start building.
Zero plus one is one. One plus one would be two. So you're at least halfway there with a guy.
If only
you would be if you don't.
Right, if only, you know, like Dwight Howard or Chris Paul or Russell Westbrook would leave their teams to come play with James, there'd be a championship team here.
No, it wouldn't. They had a championship possible, a caliber team, one two-year stretch there. But like I said, the next guy might be the guy. And it might never happen. They're certainly nowhere near guarantee. I mean, but the idea that these back end of the first round draft pick, guys who barely will play in the NBA, if at all, are going to be the answer for a restart. That just doesn't make any sense. Hey, now, like I say, if you're trading for top five lottery picks, oh, hell yeah, I trade him in a heartbeat. I'm not saying he's untradeable. I'm saying there's no deal that you can trade him for. And I guarantee you, you can't win a championship with Ben Simmons as your best player. You can't be as good as James Harden's teams were if Ben Simmons is your best player. So, and you trade him for, and like I said, that we don't even know if Ben Simmons is on the block, but Ben Simmons and some picks in the 20s, I'll take my chance with James Harden's and see what we can find over the course of time. And what you can trade him for today might not be what you can trade him for in February or what you can trade him for him next summer. But to do it this quickly and on a rush job because the draft is here, that would not be wise.
What about Russ? I mean, you got any problems?
Oh God, I would trade him for anything. I would trade him at any time for at any point for anything. And keep in mind too, part of the reason that you even have him was because you were willing to trade Chris Paul for anything at any point at any time.
Right.
And it turned out that Chris Paul had a good year. I'd be shocked if Chris Paul ever has another season close to what he just had. And I don't think he would have had it with the Rockets, but you never know. But that it looks like a mistake. But the point was, you were trying to do anything to get rid of his contract, and now you're still in the same situation. You'd do anything to get rid of Russ's.
Does seem like the Rockets, and I don't give them credit very often, but it's to get a first round pick for Robert Covington, who looks like he's not going to be a long term part of their plans anyway, and obviously wasn't enough of an impact guy to put him over the top last season. You can get a first rounder for him. Seems like a pretty good deal, or two first rounders for him.
I think it was a great deal, and I still see people out there saying, "Man, they didn't get much for him." Like, did y'all watch him play? he's not a star, or even close, you know. So I think that's a good deal, and moves like that are the kind of moves that get you first round picks that you can package and use to bribe teams to take Russ off your hand, you know, to pick up a player who is ready to become a lower level star, you know. And that's, I just think it's challenging. It's easier to build a team if you have no good players and no people, no big contracts, no salary cap. It's easier to build that team, but you have to be so lucky. You got to get the right draft picks. They have to be there when you pick the team. You have to have a team that was pretty good, and then their best players tear their knees out and they miss the whole season and they get in the lottery and get a top three pick or something. You know, it takes a lot of good luck and bad luck for you to turn that kind of thing into something decent. And I got to watch this mess every night, man. I have no interest in watching a bad basketball team. Hell, I barely have interest in watching them when they're winning 55 games. I know I'm not going to want to watch them when they're winning 25 games for 3 or 4 years. To me, that's just not smart management. And it doesn't pay off enough for it to work. I mean, the 76ers did it, and they still haven't gotten anything out of it. Did the process work? Yeah, but there's no guarantee. It's just you still got to get luckier than they got, you know?
Now we know the real reason is you don't want to watch it.
No. If it's not about me, who is it supposed to be about? Who's it supposed to be about if it's not about me?
Hey, real quickly, on a positive note, are the Texans really seriously thinking about bringing back Romeo Crennel and Jesus Easterby?
Hell no.
Okay.
Well, take that back. Hell no is the answer to should they be thinking about it. The story would make some sense in that they're stupid enough to do that. But there were other things in that story that was so stupid that I'm like, okay, I know this can't be true. But again, we're talking about the Texans. The one that stood out the most to me is them talking about two things. They're not even starting the coach search until another month from now. What y'all been doing the last month? You fired this guy a month ago. You should be almost done with your coach search right now. You're just waiting on the official interviews.
Well, they had to wait to hire a janitor to be the GM.
I'm like, that's ridiculous. And then the other one was, because of COVID and the interviewing issues. What interviewing issues? I mean, one, people are traveling, but forget that. You're a billionaire owner of a team that owns private jets. You can't fly five people from somewhere to come in and interview individually? Are you serious? That's not a COVID issue. That's a stupidity issue. If you're saying you don't know if you can interview enough coaches because of COVID, stop it. Come on. It's not that complicated. So that tells me that story is BS and somebody just throwing some stuff off the wall, or they're much dumber than we think they are, which is very possible.
Yeah, I'm not going to discount that. All right, that's Jerome Solomon. Tell them where they can catch you on Sunday mornings and Sunday nights.
Hey, we're here every Sunday morning. Man, this last Sunday show was hilarious with Rachel and Lauren. Fun show every Sunday from 8 to 10 on ESPN 97.5. And then every Sunday night, AT&T Sportsnet at 7 and KPRC Channel 2 at 11:30. Good, fun, entertaining stuff. And you don't have to be crazy about sports to enjoy it. Sort of like you crazy blitzers. We had a good non-sportsy 2 hours on Sunday. It was fun.
Yeah, well, the other thing would have been talk about Texas Browns, so good for you.
Yeah, it's a lot easier not to talk about sports these days in Houston now, isn't it?
All right. Thanks, Jerome. We'll talk to you again next week, buddy.
Thanks for having me on, fellas. Later.
All right. Hey, guys, Harry's has just came out with their sharpest blades ever. And unlike some other razor companies, they're not charging you more for their product improvements. How about that? Their new sharper blades are as low as $2 each. Man, I've noticed how much longer they last. They're fantastic. And I shave every day, and my razors are just lasting a much, much longer time. And you can find their new sharper blades in big box, drug, and grocery stores near you. If you like to shop online, you can get a trial set for just $3 when you use code KFNC at checkout on harrys.com. And, guys, they have 100% quality guarantee. So if you don't like it, they'll replace your money. So $3, that's it. You're in for $3. Find out. And, guys, I love these razors. I'm never switching back. And you can get Harry's sharpest blades ever in big box, drug, and grocery stores near you. Just head on over to the grooming aisle. And if you like to shop online, Harry's has a great offer for listeners. New customers can get a Harry's trial set for just $3 with code KFNC at harrys.com. That includes a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Don't forget to use code KFNC at checkout and give Harry's sharper blades a try.
The King of Kings. Bow down to the King.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. As a locally based company, Gal Media believes in the concept of supporting local businesses, jobs, and our community. So we're asking you, our listeners, to hashtag keep it local. When you're shopping, eating out, taking out, or buying services, consider a local business. And share your great experiences with hashtag Keep It Local. Listen for sponsors that support ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Then hashtag Keep It Local with them. Learn more at ESPN97.5.com/Keep It Local. Before we get to the gym of the day, I was thinking about Josh and what got stolen off of his porch.
Mm-hmm.
The only time somebody stole something off our porch, it was like a really expensive speaker that we got for our TV setup. Nobody ever stole cat litter or anything like that.
They know what's going on.
I mean, there's got to be an inside job going on here. And, you know, I now that I'm home almost all day, when something gets delivered, I just go get it right away.
Right.
But I'm kind of tempted to, like, leave cat litter out there and see if somebody wants to try to steal it.
I mean,
and then shoot him from my balcony.
Lawyer Dave's
told me I can't do it.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Not a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a bad idea. It's just not legal. But all right, let's do this Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Have you watched that Queen's Gambit yet?
Speaking of
chess,
Aaron? I've not.
It's actually really good. I was pleasantly surprised by it, and basically, if you just substitute chess for poker and her kind of going off into drugs and stuff, you'll enjoy it.
Okay.
But
I started that Trial 4 last night.
Yeah.
It's a lot of episodes.
It is. It could have been one fewer episode, I think. But they also get in some other cases that sort of the Boston Police Department screwed up.
That also, my wife kept noticing this. They picked the worst picture of that cop.
Oh, God, yeah.
He
just looks like, he looks like any dirty cop from the movies.
Like, listen, RIP and everything, but that was an ugly, ugly dude. And they were like, there was rumors that he had his pants down around his ankles when he was found murdered. It's like, I don't think anybody was doing that.
Well,
I couldn't believe he had a girlfriend.
Wait until you get a little farther in.
All right.
You'll learn a lot more about the guy. And he looks exactly like the person that he turns out to be. How's that?
They're like, he literally had no life outside of the Boston Police Department. I was like, well, yeah, look at the dude.
Not so
what was he going to do?
Not so fast. Yeah, it takes a while before they start getting into his background. But, yeah, very, very different than what they do early in the show. But back to chess, where a British man is in jail for stabbing his friend 3 times in a brawl over a heated game of chess.
Makes sense.
56-year-old...
wise guys.
Oh, like you haven't done it.
What, stab somebody over chess?
Yeah.
I don't play chess.
Oh.
Uno is not chess. Uno gets real. Chess,
And what about Go Fish? What about checkers? I could see somebody getting stabbed over dominoes.
Oh, definitely.
Not the pizza.
Right. No.
Yeah, nobody stopped. Yeah. But
unless they're trying to force you to eat it.
Yeah, that's true. Then I might have to do it. 56-year-old Ian Lewis was playing with his friend Luis Bailey when he became so agitated he flipped the board over and then plunged a knife into her thigh at his home in Brighton.
Seems legit.
Dude, he was sentenced to 3 years in prison for that. He said, luckily you did not penetrate an artery or cause more serious harm. It sounds so ridiculous you'd take a knife to a family friend. It was not just in a moment of madness. You stabbed her 3 times.
Seems excessive.
So I guess the court said to him, checkmate, maybe?
Checkmate, mate.
Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Oh, boy. I would hope, that, now in our case, when we had the speaker stolen, they sent us another one, because we were able to send them the video
Nice.
Yeah.
But Josh ordered his from eBay, so he ordered it from an individual person. But I think sellers on eBay have, like, insurance for stuff like that.
They should, yeah. I hope that's the case, but I remember when I sent my Mac to get fixed, and they told me it was supposed to be signature required, and I knew what day it was coming. I'm sitting there waiting for it, and I'm about to walk out there to go to work, and there it is sitting in the front yard, no signature required, and I'm like, dude, it's a freaking laptop. So I don't even know how long it was sitting there, but fortunately, it didn't get stolen, but it only seems like, it really does seem like more often than not, people are stealing valuable stuff.
They know, man.
I don't know if they...
Although cat litter ain't cheap, Fred.
I for one thing, it's 40 pounds. I'd like to see
him. It's not easy to steal. Although I bet the mixer that he had was, I'm sure it wasn't light.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it wasn't, but I'm always suspicious of, maybe it's because I'm naturally cynical and I don't trust people anymore.
Nor should you.
But that just seems very suspicious that that's the kind of stuff that gets stolen, you know, not the meaningless stuff.
Right.
But, oh, well, that's why you need a great lawyer. And that's what Lawyer Dave's about. And we actually had a caller compliment Lawyer Dave earlier today. Said he did exactly what he said he was going to do. And that's because he's the best. What's going on, Dave?
Well, I do appreciate that thought on my behalf. And hey, Blitzers, it's me, Lawyer Dave, Houston-based Lawyer David Mestemaker, at your service for 31 plus years. How about that?
See, I thought Dave was your last name. I thought you were Lloyd.
I'm going to change my name. That sounds good.
But you listen, if you've been in an accident of any kind, and there's people out there, you have a bad experience with a doctor or a hospital or anything, you're the man to call.
That's right. If you have any kind of an accident, there are insurance companies working day and night trying to take away your rights to recover the amount of money you deserve when somebody crashes into you in some form or fashion. So if that happens to you, first thing to do is take pictures, make sure you're okay, call the police, take an ambulance if you need one, and then call Lawyer Dave at 713-626-8900, and I'll help you out.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what your insurance company is. They're going to have a lawyer. They're going to try to hose you, and that's why you need a better lawyer, and that's what Dave's all about. He doesn't charge for his consultations, and you don't get paid until you guys win.
That's right. We win together. We go through the process together. If you need medical care, you can't afford it, or you can't get there because you don't have a car because it's crashed, let me know. I'll get you a doctor that you can see and the specialty that you need without any money up front and get you a ride back and forth, too, for sure.
Tell them how they can get in touch with you, LT Gray Tejano.
Llámame al 713-626-8900. How about that, Fred?
That's pretty good. That's como se dice, really good in Espanol.
Muy bueno. Okay.
I knew
Hit me up, fellas, at 713-626-8900 or email me at lawyerdave.com or tweet me at lawyerdavelaw or find me through my buddy Fred, like the chap that called earlier, apparently.
Yeah, all you got to do is hit me up on Twitter or send me an email, and I'll give you all that information if you can't remember it. If they need a lawyer, what do?
They had better dial Dave.
I'm about my chat, who the f*** you is? What the f*** you think? Yeah, silence is better. No, I'm not regular. No, I'm not regular. Ooh. No, I'm not regular. No, I'm not regular. Ooh.
ESPN. 97.5.